Today is Wednesday, December 16th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So the pest control man tried to call me on Friday. And then tried to call me again on, I don't know, either Monday or Tuesday. But I don't answer the phone if I don't recognize the number. And also, I usually have my phone on silent. I don't know why. Now that we're working from home, I don't know why I do that, because I'm at home, so it doesn't matter if it rings. I mean, Mark works from home, but I'm working upstairs. He's working downstairs. I'm not going to bother him if my phone rings. But, you know, recording podcasts, you really don't want your phone to ring during a podcast. It's just, you don't know. You never know. We're at church. Of course, COVID, I'm not going to church now either. But when things were normal, there are times when you don't want your phone to ring. So I would just keep my phone on silent. And then also, if I don't recognize the number, there are so many, most calls nowadays, I mean, who talks on the phone other than maybe your parents and telemarketers or whatever, just junk calls, basically spam calls, maybe polls if you're someone that gets on the list of a political poll or something like that. But it's usually not something that you want to answer the phone for. If you're someone who's like me, I'm doing great now. My credit's great. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's really good. And I don't want to give a number, but it's really good now. But I struggled with credit in the past, and I occasionally will get calls from collectors from old debt that, there were a couple of cards that when I was, I'm ashamed to admit this, but there were a couple of cards that I couldn't pay when I got into my really bad credit situation with my ex. And I stopped paying them, and so they went to collections. And I paid most of them off, but there were a couple that I couldn't pay off in time. And the 7 years went, 6 or 7 years went by to where basically if you make it, I don't know, I'm going to get this wrong, but there's this period of time, a statute of limitations on debt. And it stops affecting your credit as well after a certain amount of time. So if you have a ding on your credit and they, but even after that occurs, they usually keep selling it to other debt collectors because they're all trying to squeeze some money out of it. And by now, the original company who I owed the money for on one or two different credit cards, they've long since sold the debt to someone else who sold the debt to someone else. And if I pay it now, it will ding my credit again. And so even though I could afford to pay it now, I don't want to pay it because as soon as you pay it, it reactivates that. As soon as you take any activity, again, I could be getting this completely wrong. Regardless, I've gotten my credit into a really good state. I paid off most everything, but there were a couple of little stragglers. And those stragglers, even though I could pay them now, I don't want to because I don't want to ding my credit again. And I know it's not going to the original company anyway, so it doesn't really matter at this point. I feel like it's a moot point, but I get those calls, and again, I don't recognize those numbers, and so I don't answer them. So he had called, so then I get an email. I don't know why he didn't just email in the first place or text me. Again, why do people feel the need to call nowadays? But I get an email from him, and all it says is, I'm going to pull it up here. The subject line is pest control, and it says, trying to schedule your quarterly pest service. Excuse me. And that's it. That's all it says. I read that to be testy. Now, it probably wasn't testy. He was probably just in a hurry, but I read a tone. I read, ugh, trying to schedule your quarterly pest service, ugh, or something like that. I don't know. So I responded to him, and so he's coming on Friday, I think, but it was interesting that he called a couple of times. So Joe Batanz has called me a couple of times, and the first time I was in a meeting, And I saw that he called, but it was a late meeting and late in the day. He probably thought I was already finished with work and I couldn't answer. And then I forgot to call him back. And then he called again today and I answered, but I must have answered right as he was hanging up and he didn't pick up. So I tried four times to call him back and it went straight to voicemail for him. So I don't know if he was having some emergency and he needed someone on the phone right away. So when I didn't answer, he called the next friend on the list. I'm not really sure what happened there. But anyway, the bottom line is, unless you're calling my podcast to leave a voicemail, which I would love for any of you to do, unless you're doing that, you probably aren't going to have very good luck getting me if you try to call me for a personal conversation. You should text message. And then if you really need to talk on the phone, we can work that out. But you probably shouldn't call as the first attempt to get me. You should email me. I'm always checking my email. Text me, etc. if you have my phone number. So there's that. I did get all of my, well, okay, I'm 99% through now with my Christmas shopping because I decided that my nephew and his wife and my other nephew, who's still single, they're going to get gift cards. So I do need to go to the store to get a gift card because they have email addresses, but they're those family members who are technologically challenged and may never check their email. So I don't want to send them gift cards over email just because they may never get it. So I need to go get a physical gift card and give it to my parents because my parents are going down there. And I'm just going to give money to my brothers, well, my two nieces. My brother has a lot of children. He has two boys from his first marriage. He has a daughter from his second marriage. And he's got, I'm going to even get this wrong, living with him, he's got two other older daughters who are in high school and a young son from his third marriage. So, and those are the most recent ones. He married Veronica a couple of years ago. And the two older girls who are in high school, I'm just going to give them money because they don't really have a lot of stores in the town that they live in that you would get a gift card for. And I don't know how often they get to a larger town that has, you know, more stores in it. So if I just give them cash, then they can spend it locally at whatever stores they have available. And I know they like to buy clothes and stuff like that, so I'm sure they can find some way to spend the money. So I do have a few things to do. I did get a couple of things for Mark. I never know what to get him. We've been together for 9 years now or something like that, and I never know what to get him. Because, I don't know, I guess I should. I should know what to get him. But if he wants something, usually he buys it himself. I've said this a million times. I feel like once you become an adult, this whole gift-giving thing is weird because if you want something and you have a job and you make okay money, you know, you make a decent living, you're probably going to buy the thing yourself. And if it's too expensive for you to buy it yourself, it's unlikely that someone else is going to buy it for you. And in this case, when you're a couple, if it's too expensive for you to buy something, it's probably too expensive for you as a couple to buy. So if there's something that he couldn't afford to buy, I probably shouldn't be spending that much money on him either. So it's hard. It's very difficult. And I also feel we do it, but we limited it to $100 or less maximum. And that's for stocking stuffers and present. And then we're going to keep doing stuff for the house. There's more furniture we need, and when spring and summer comes along, we're really going to try to do this landscaping thing, and that's going to cost quite a bit of money. So we'll be putting money towards the house that's much better spent than buying some present for each other. But I did find him a couple old knickknacks that I ordered and are being delivered, and then I'll probably get some, I don't know, candy or something to go in his stocking. So I have a little bit to do, but not a lot. I did the gift subscription or the craft subscription for all the little kids. We already got my mom her present. They're those deer. I want to say statue, but that's the wrong word. But they're the deer that are made out of either wire or bamboo. It's not bamboo, twigs, whatever. And they have Christmas lights in them, and you can put them outside as part of your decoration. Mom's been wanting a set of those for a long time, so we bought her a couple of deer, and that's her Christmas present. I got my stepfather's present, and it hasn't come in yet, but I ordered it. So, and I paid my credit card bill today, because I do that every paycheck. I pay it down to zero every single paycheck. Whew, that was an expensive one. That had my TV and the furniture. It had the TV and the TV stand. It had Mark's present. It had my stepdad's present. It had all the craft subscriptions for the little kids. It had like everything on it. So it was a pretty expensive credit card balance for this one, but that covered most of my Christmas, so I won't have anything else to do. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.